And there are many men with seeming double hearts, men who would serve two masters at a time, two masters quite adverse. 13. Men feign to worship God upon the Sabbath day and then pay court to Beelzebub on every other day. 14. No man can serve two masters at a time no more than he can ride two asses at a time that go in different ways. 15. The man who feigns to worship God and Beelzebub is foe of God, a pious devil and a curse of men. 16. And men cannot lay treasures up in heaven and earth at once. 17. Then, lo, I say, lift up your eyes and see the safety vaults of heaven, and the deposit every gem. 18. Where moth and rust cannot corrupt, where thieves cannot break in and steal. 19. There are no safety vaults on earth, no place secure from moth, and rust and thieves. 145. 20. The treasures of the earth are but elusive things that pass away. 21. Be not deceived, your treasures are the anchor of the soul, and where your treasures are your heart will be. 22. Fix not your heart upon the things of earth, be anxious not about the things to eat, or drink or wear. 23. God cares for those who trust in him and serve the race. 24. Behold the birds. They praise God in their songs. The earth is made more glorious by their ministry of joy. God keeps them in the hollow of his hand. 25. And not a sparrow falls to earth without his care, and every one that falls shall rise again. 26. Behold the flowers of earth. They trust in God and grow, they make the earth resplendent with their beauty and perfume. 27. Look at the lilies of the field, the messengers of holy love. No son of man, not even Solomon in all his excellence, was ever clothed like one of these. 28. And yet they simply trust in God, they feed from out his hand, they lay their heads to rest upon his breast. 29. If God so clothes and feeds the flowers and birds that do his will he not feed and clothe his children when they trust in him? 30. Seek first the kingdom of the soul, the righteousness of God, the good of men, and murmur not. God will protect, and feed, and clothe. Chapter 100. The Sermon on the Mount, continued. Jesus formulates and presents to the 12 a practical code of spiritual ethics. 1. There is a rule that carnal man has made, and which he rigidly observes. 2. Do unto other men as they do unto you. As others judge, they judge, as others give, they give. 3. Now, while you walk with men as men, judge not, and you shall not be judged. 4. For as you judge you shall be judged, and as you give it shall be given to you. If you condemn, you are condemned. 5. When you show mercy, men are merciful to you, and if you love in such a way that carnal man can comprehend your love, you will be well beloved. 6. And so the wise man of this world does unto other men as he would have them do to him. 7. The carnal man does good to other men for selfish gain, for he expects to have his blessings multiplied and then returned, he does not stop to note the end. 8. Man is himself the field, his deeds are seeds, and what he does to others grows apace. The harvest time is sure. 9. Behold the yield. If he has sown the wind, he reaps the wind, if he has sown the noxious seeds of scandal, theft and hate, of sensuality and crime. 10. The harvest is assured and he must reap what he has sown, yea, more, the seeds produce an hundredfold. 11. The fruits of righteousness and peace and love and joy can never spring from noxious seeds, the fruit is like the seed. 12. And when you sow, sow seeds of right, because it is the right, and not in the way of trade, expecting rich rewards. 13. The carnal man abhors the spirit law, because it takes away his liberty to live in sin. Beneath its light he cannot satisfy his passions and desires. 14. He is at enmity with him who walks in holy breath. The carnal man has killed the holy men of old, the prophets and the seers. 15. And he will buffet you, will charge you falsely, scourge you and imprison you, and think he does the will of God to slay you in the streets. 16. But you may not prejudge nor censure him who does you wrong. 17. Each one has problems to be solved, and he must solve them for himself. 18. The man who scourges you may have a load of sin to bear, but how about your own? 19. A little sin in one who walks in holy breath is greater in the sight of God than monster sins in him who never knew the way. 20. How can you see the splinter in your brother's eye while you have chunks within your own? 21. First take the chunks from out your eye and then you may behold the splinter in your brother's eye and help him take it out. 22. And while your eyes are full of foreign things you cannot see the way, for you are blind. 23. And when the blind lead forth the blind, both lose the way and fall into the slough. 24. If you would lead the way to God you must be clear in sight, as well as pure in heart. 147. Chapter 101. The Sermon on the Mount, concluded. The concluding part of the Code of Ethics. The Christians return to Capernaum. 1. The fruitage of the tree of life is all too fine to feed the carnal mind. 2. If you would throw a diamond to a hungry dog, lo, he would turn away, or else attack you in a rage. 3. The incense that is sweet to God is quite offensive unto Beelzebub, the bread of heaven is but chaff to men who cannot comprehend the spirit life. 4. The master must be wise and feed the soul with what it can digest. 5. If you have not the food for every man, just ask and you shall have, seek earnestly and you shall find. 6. Just speak the word and knock, the door will fly ajar. 7. No one has ever asked in faith and did not have, none ever sought in vain, no one who ever knocked aright has failed to find an open door. 8. When men shall ask you for the bread of heaven, turn not away, nor give to them the fruit of carnal trees. 9. If one, a son, would ask you for a loaf, would you give him a stone? If he would ask you for a fish, would you give him a serpent of the dust? 10. What you would have your God give unto you, give unto men. The measure of your worth lies in your service unto men. 11. There is a way that leads unto the perfect life, few find it at a time. 12. It is a narrow way, it lies among the rocks and pitfalls of the carnal life, but in the way there are no pitfalls and no rocks. 13. There is a way that leads to wretchedness and want. It is a spacious way and many walk therein. It lies among the pleasure groves of carnal life. 14. Beware, for many claim to walk the way of life who walk the way of death. 15. But they are false in word and deed. False prophets they. They clothe themselves in skins of sheep, while they are vicious wolves. 16. They cannot long conceal themselves, men know them by their fruits. 17. You cannot gather grapes from thorns, nor from the thistles, figs. 18. The fruit is daughter of the tree and, like the parent, so the child, and every tree that bears not wholesome fruit is plucked up by the roots and cast away. 19. Because a man prays long and loud is not a sign that he is saint. The praying men are not all in the kingdom of the soul. 20. The man who lives the holy life, who does the will of God, abides within the kingdom of the soul. 148. 21. The good man from the treasures of his heart sends blessedness and peace to all the world. 22. The evil man sends thoughts that blight and wither hope and joy and fill the world with wretchedness and woe. 23. Men think and act and speak out of the abundance of the heart. 24. And when the judgment hour shall come a host of men will enter pleadings for themselves and think to buy the favor of the judge with words. 25. And they will say, lo, we have wrought a multitude of works in the omnific name. 26. Have we not prophesied? Have we not cured all manner of disease? Have we not cast the evil spirits out of those obsessed? 27. And then the judge will say, I know you not. You rendered service unto God in words when in your heart you worshipped Beelzebub. 28. The evil one may use the powers of life, and do a multitude of mighty works. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. 29. The man who hears the words of life and does them not is like the man who builds his house upon the sand, which when the floods come on, is washed away and all is lost. 30. But he who hears the words of life and in an honest, sincere heart receives and treasures them and lives the holy life, 31, is like the man who builds the house upon the rock. The floods may come, the winds may blow, the storms may beat upon his house, it is not moved. 32. Go forth and build your life upon the solid rock of truth, and all the powers of the evil one will shake it not. 33. And Jesus finished all his sayings on the mountain, then he, with the 12, returned unto Capernaum. 149. Chapter 102. The Christians at the home of Jesus. Jesus unfolds to them the secret doctrine. They go through all Galilee and teach and heal. Jesus brings to life the son of a widow at Nain. They return to Capernaum. 1. The 12 apostles went with Jesus to his home, and there abode for certain days. 2. And Jesus told them many things about the inner life that may not now be written in a book. 3. Now, in Capernaum, there lived a man of wealth, a Roman captain of 100 men, who loved the Jews and who had built for them a synagogue. 4. A servant of this man was paralyzed, and he was sick nigh unto death. 5. The captain knew of Jesus and had heard that by the sacred word he healed the sick, and he had faith in him. 6. He sent a message by the elders of the Jews to Jesus, and he pled for help. 7. And Jesus recognized the captain's faith and went at once to heal the sick. The captain met him on the way and said to him, 8. Lo, Lord, it is not well that you should come unto my house. I am not worthy of the presence of a man of God. 9. I am a man of war, my life is spent with those who oft-times take the lives of fellow men. 10. And surely he who comes to save would be dishonored if he came beneath my roof. 11. If you will speak the word, I know my servant will be well. 12. And Jesus turned and said to those who followed him, 13. Behold the captain's faith. I have not seen such faith, no, not in Israel. 14. Behold, the feast is spread for you. But while you doubt and wait, the alien comes in faith and takes the bread of life. 15. Then turning to the man he said, Go on your way, according to your faith so shall it be, your servant lives. 16. It came to pass that at the time that Jesus spoke the word the palsied man arose, and he was well. 17. And then the Christians went abroad to teach. And as they came to Nain, a city on the Hermon way, they saw a multitude about the gates. 18. It was a funeral train, a widow's son was dead, and friends were bearing out the body to the tomb. 19. It was the widow's only son, and she was wild with grief. And Jesus said to her, Weep not, I am the life, your son shall live. 20. And Jesus raised his hand, the bearers of the dead stood still. 21. And Jesus touched the bier and said, Young man, return. 22. The soul returned, the body of the dead was filled with life, the man sat up and spoke. 150. 23. The people were astonished at the scene, and every one exclaimed, Praise God! 24. A Jewish priest stood forth and said, Behold, a mighty prophet has appeared, and all the people said, Amen. 25. The Christians journeyed on, they taught, and healed the sick in many towns of Galilee, and then they came again unto Capernaum. Chapter 103. The Christians in Jesus' home. Jesus teaches the 12 and the foreign masters every morning. Jesus receives messengers from John, the harbinger, and sends him words of encouragement. He eulogizes the character of John. 1. The home of Jesus was a school where in the early morning hours the 12 apostles and the foreign priests were taught the secret things of God. 2. And there were present priests from China, India, and from Babylon, from Persia, Egypt and from Greece. 3. Who came to sit at Jesus' feet to learn the wisdom that he brought to men, that they might teach their people how to live the holy life. 4. And Jesus taught them how to teach. He told them of the trials of the way, and how to make these trials serve the race. 5. He taught them how to live the holy life that they might conquer death. 6. He taught them what the end of mortal life will be, when man has reached the consciousness that he and God are one. 7. The after midday hours were given to the multitudes who came to learn the way of life and to be healed, and many did believe and were baptized. 8. Now, in his prison by the bitter sea, the harbinger had heard of all the mighty works that Jesus did. 9. His prison life was hard, and he was sore distressed, and he began to doubt. 10. And to himself he said, I wonder if this Jesus is the Christ of whom the prophets wrote. 11. Was I mistaken in my work? Was I, indeed, one sent from God to pave the way for him who shall redeem our people, Israel? 12. And then he sent some of his friends, who came to see him in his prison cell, up to Capernaum that they might learn about this man, and bring him word. 13. The men found Jesus in his home, and said, Behold, the harbinger sent us to ask, Are you the Christ? Or is he yet to come? 14. But Jesus answered not, he simply bade the men to tarry certain days that they might see and hear. 151. 15. They saw him heal the sick, and cause the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. 16. They saw him cast the evil spirits out of those obsessed, they saw him raise the dead. 17. They heard him preach the gospel to the poor. 18. Then Jesus said to them, Go on your way, return to John and tell him all that you have seen and heard. Then he will know. They went their way. 19. The multitudes were there, and Jesus said to them, Once you were crowding Jordan's fords, you filled the wilderness. 20. What did you go to see? The trees of Judah, and the flowers of Heth? Or did you go to see a man in kingly garb? Or did you go to see a prophet and a seer? 21. I tell you, men, you know not whom you saw. A prophet. Yea, and more, a messenger whom God had sent to pave the way for what you see and hear this day. 22. Among the men of earth a greater man has never lived than John. 23. Behold, I say, this man whom Herod bound in chains and cast into a prison cell is God's Elijah come again to earth. 24. Elijah, who did not pass the gate of death, whose body of this flesh was changed, and he awoke in paradise. 25. When John came forth and preached the gospel of repentance for the cleansing of the soul, the common folks believed and were baptized. 26. The lawyers and the Pharisees accepted not the teachings of this man, were not baptized. 27. Behold, neglected opportunities will never come again. 28. Behold, the people are unstable as the waters of the sea, they seek to be excused from righteousness. 29. John came and ate no bread, and drank no wine. He lived the simplest life apart from men, and people said, He is obsessed. 30. Another comes who eats and drinks and lives in homes like other men, and people say, He is a glutton, an inebriate, a friend of publicans and those who sin. 31. Woe unto you, you cities of the Vale of Galilee, where all the mighty works of God are done. Woe to Chorazin and Bethsaida. 32. If half the mighty works that have been done in you were done in Tyre and in Sidon, they would have long ago repented of their sins, and sought the way of right. 33. And when the judgment day shall come, lo, Tyre and Sidon will be called more worthy than will you. 34. Because they slighted not their gifts, while you have thrown away the pearl of greatest price. 35. Woe unto you, Capernaum! Behold, you are exalted now, but you shall be abased. 152. 36. For if the mighty works that have been done in you had but been done within the cities of the plain of Sodom and Zeboim, they would have heard and turned to God, would not have been destroyed? 37. They perished in their ignorance, they had no light, but you have heard, you have the evidence. 38. The light of life has shone above your hills, and all the shores of Galilee have been ablaze with light. 39. The glory of the Lord has shone in every street and synagogue and home, but you have spurned the light. 40. And, lo, I say, the judgment day will come, and God will deal in greater mercy with the cities of the plains than he will deal with you. Chapter 104. Jesus teaches the multitudes. Attends a feast in Simon's house. A wealthy courtesan anoints him with precious balm. Simon rebukes him, and he preaches a sermon on false respectability. 1. And Jesus looked upon the multitudes who pressed about for selfish gain. 2. The men of learning and of wealth, of reputation and of power, were there, but they knew not the Christ. 3. Their eyes were blinded by the tinseled glitter of their selfish selves, they could not see the King. 4. And though they walked within the light, they groped about in darkness like the night of death. 5. And Jesus cast his eyes to heaven and said, 6. I thank thee, Holy One of heaven and earth, that while the light is hidden from the wise and great, it is revealed to babes. 7. Then turning to the multitudes he said, I come to you not in the name of man, nor in a strength my own. 8. The wisdom and the virtue that I bring to you are from above, they are the wisdom and the virtue of the God whom we adore. 9. The words I speak are not my words, I give to you what I receive. 10. Come unto me all you who labor and pull heavy loads, and I will give you aid. 11. Put on the yoke of Christ with me, it does not chafe, it is an easy yoke. 12. Together we will pull the load of life with ease, and so rejoice. 13. A Pharisee, whose name was Simon, made a feast, and Jesus was the honored guest. 14. And as they sat about the board, a courtesan who had been cured of her desire to sin by what she had received and seen in Jesus' ministry, came uninvited to the feast. 15. She brought an alabaster box of costly balm, and as the guests reclined she came to Jesus in her joy, because she had been freed from sin. 153. 16. Her tears fell fast, she kissed his feet, and dried them with her hair, and she anointed them with balm. 17. And Simon thought, he did not speak aloud, this man is not a prophet, or he would know the kind of woman that approaches him, and would drive her away. 18. But Jesus knew his thoughts, and said to him, My host, I have a word to say to you. 19. And Simon said, Say on. 20. And Jesus said, Sin is a monster of iniquity, it may be small, it may be large, it may be something left undone. 21. Behold, one person leads a life of sin and is at last redeemed, another, in a careless mood, forgets to do the things he ought to do, but he reforms and is forgiven. Now, which of these has merited the higher praise? 22. And Simon said, The one who overcame the errors of a life. 23. And Jesus said, You speak the truth. 24. Behold this woman who has bathed my feet with tears and dried them with her hair and covered them with balm. 25. For years she led a life of sin, but when she heard the words of life she sought forgiveness and she found. 26. But when I came into your house as guest you gave me not a bowl of water that I might wash my hands and feet, which every loyal Jew must do before he feasts. 27. Now, tell me, Simon, which of these, this woman or yourself, is worthy of most praise? 28. But Simon answered not. 29. Then to the woman Jesus said, Your sins are all forgiven, your faith has saved you, go in peace. 30. And then the guests who sat around the board, began to say within themselves, "What manner of a man is this who says, 'Thy sins are all forgiven'?" Chapter 105. Under the patronage of a number of wealthy women, the Christians make a grand missionary tour. In his teaching, Jesus lauds sincerity and rebukes hypocrisy. He speaks concerning the sin against the holy breath. 1. Now, many women who possessed much wealth, and abode in other towns of Galilee, implored that Jesus and the 12, together with the masters from the foreign lands, would thither go and preach and heal. 2. Among these anxious ones were Mary Magdalene, who was obsessed by 7 homeless spirits of the air, which had been driven out by the omnific word which Jesus spoke. 3. Susanna, who owned vast estates at Caesarea Philippi. 4. Joanna, wife of Chuza, one of Herod's court, and Rachel from the coast of Tyre. 6. And others from beyond the Jordan and the Sea of Galilee. 7. And they provided ample means, and 3 times 7 men went forth. 8. They preached the gospel of the Christ, and they baptized the multitudes who made confession of their faith. They healed the sick and raised the dead. 9. And Jesus wrought and taught from early morn until the day had gone, and then into the night, he did not stop to eat. His friends became alarmed lest he should fail from loss of strength, and they laid hold of him and would, by force, have taken him away to a place of rest. 11. But he rebuked them not. He said, "Have ye not read that God will give his angels charge concerning me?" 12. That they would hold me fast and suffer not that I should come to want. 13. I tell you, men, while I am giving out my strength unto these anxious, waiting throngs, I find myself at rest within the arms of God. 14. Whose blessed messengers bring down to me the bread of life. There is a tide just once in human life. 16. These people now are willing to receive the truth. Their opportunity is now, our opportunity is now. 17. And if we do not teach them while we may, the tide will ebb. 18. They may not care again to hear the truth. Then tell me, who will bear the guilt? 19. And so he taught and healed. Among the multitudes were men of every shade of thought. They were divided in their views concerning everything that Jesus said. 21. Some saw in him a god, and would have worshipped him, and others saw in him a devil of the netherworld and would have cast him in a pit. 22. And some were trying hard to lead a double life, like little lions of the ground that take upon themselves the color of the thing they rest upon. 23. These people without anchorage of any sort, are friends or foes as seems to serve them best. 24. And Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters at a time. No man can be a friend and foe at once. All men are rising up, or sinking down, are building up, or tearing down." 26. If you are gathering not the precious grain, then you are throwing it away. 27. He is a coward who would feign to be a friend, or foe, to please another man. 28. You men, do not deceive yourselves in thought, your hearts are known. 155. 29. Hypocrisy will blight a soul as surely as the breath of Beelzebub. An honest evil man is more esteemed by guardians of the soul than a dishonest pious man. 30. If you would curse the Son of Man, just curse him out aloud. 31. A curse is poison to the inner man, and if you hold and swallow down a curse it never will digest, lo, it will poison every atom of your soul. 32. And if you sin against a Son of Man, you may be pardoned and your guilt be cleansed by acts of kindness and of love. 33. But if you sin against the holy breath by disregarding her when she would open up the doors of life for you. 34. By closing up the windows of the soul when she would pour the light of love into your hearts, and cleanse them with the fires of God. 35. Your guilt shall not be blotted out in this, nor in the life to come. 36. An opportunity has gone to come no more, and you must wait until the ages roll again. 37. Then will the holy breath again breathe on your fires of life, and fan them to a living flame. 38. Then she will open up the doors again, and you may let her in to sup with you forevermore, or you may slight her once again, and then again. 39. You man of Israel, your opportunity is now. 40.